I went with the, what was it called? Eerie what?
You went with the Eerie. You want to switch one?
The flavor, the dry rub, the eerie flavor. I mean, look, it's sounded local. And when I travel, I like to do local things and experience local things. And so they put that name on it. I had to give it a shot. But I tell you what, and talking to all Texans fans, especially the extremely committed ones that are the traveling Texans, isn't it a beautiful thing to be able to get on an airplane with a bunch of other fans and wear your gear, stick your chest out and be proud of the Houston Texans, come down here and watch them play in a game, even though you got held 42 starters that ain't playing? It's just a good time. The vibe is right. You got, obviously, one of the greatest, beside J.J. Watt, obviously, Andre Johnson going into the Hall of Fame. Isn't it a beautiful time to be a Houston Texans fan? Isn't it just absolutely fun? It's fun, boy. So good to be here, man. It is so beautiful to be here.
We were here all day yesterday at the Hall of Fame game and all the surrounding stuff, and Texans fans are out. They are out and about, out and proud to get Andre in the Hall of Fame and to watch their team for the first time this season yesterday. And we got a lot to get into. It is Kikuchi Day.
Oh, who?
As well.
What is it?
You say, huh? Kikuchi.
We got that new Kikuchi in Houston, baby. Let's see what it's all about.
Yeah, it's Kikuchi Day.
Hey, so you know what they say when you change of scenery. I don't know about for a new Kikuchi, but I know for me a change of scenery was a good thing a time or two. You know what I mean?
Change it up.
I hope.
Ended a relationship.
It's kind of like when I was in Dallas. I wore out my welcome.
Wore it out.
Yeah, man. It's time to change,
now
man.
It's time to.
So I went down to Miami for a little bit, and it was short lived. But boy, R.I.P. Junior Seau. We had some good times, brother. And then I eased on up to Nashville, some of your old stomping grounds, right?
Name drop Junior Seau.
Had a hell of a time up there, man. And boy, 2 years in, it was time for my ass to make a move. Boy, I wore out my welcome real quick. Kikuchi wore his welcome out in north of the border, up in Toronto. Come on down to Houston and let's see what he's all about, man. This is a big. I'm stoked about tonight. All joking aside, I mean, as an Astros fan, you got to watch this guy pitch and go, okay, if he can turn things around, if that pixie dust that Brent Strom worked up a few years back in Houston, if they can sprinkle that pixie dust on Kikuchi and he gets to rolling, and you got five starters that you feel like can win playoff games for you, woo! Hey, tonight's big in Houston, man. Tonight's big in Houston with Kikuchi on the bump.
Yeah, it's a big one. A lot, like I said, a lot to get to. A lot going on in the.
Can you say sports? Kikuchi three times real fast?
Yes, you can.
Don't Kikuchi, let it scare Kikuchi, you. Kikuchi. Why are you laughing? It's just easy. A pitcher's Kikuchi, name. Kikuchi, why are you Kikuchi, laughing?
Kikuchi. It's easy.
There you go. Hey, we got to start something. We got to get it.
I got to have that dumb button ready now.
No. It's Kikuchi, man. You got to drop
once
nothing.
You get him going, man.
No, that young lady I heard in the background, I think a K or two was missing when she yelled it out.
No.
She was just saying it fast.
No, that she was about, all right, she was about we, 5 feet from the mic.
Let's wait till we get to the Astros. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about
Kikuchi. Damn it, Clint.
I know it. God. It just, once you start to get going,
you're all riled up, man.
Well, hell, I mean, you ain't never had that problem?
Every day.
You're talking to me like I'm the only ones that ever had that problem.
You start coming up with metaphors. It just gets.
I mean, I need three times. I need it three times. Kikuchi, Kikuchi, Kikuchi,
Kikuchi, Kikuchi.
There it is. See, that's why you play along right there, Tyler. Tyler likes to play along with the Kikuchi.
That's a fun one.
There it is. There's Tyler. Tyler, the other half of the drive, is holding it down.
Tyler, you got a whole restaurant watching. What's them dimes looking like?
They can see it. Yeah, here we go. Woo! You all don't know if you don't watch. The show has started. And we are live here, and you're going to hear in minutes see nipples.
I mean, he went both.
That means the show.
He went both nipples and the belly button.
Everyone,
for those of y'all that are eating already, I apologize.
Clap it up in jerseys for Tyler's nipples. There it is. Good job. The show has started. Not a lot of claps, but that was
a little disappointing.
Well, they were a little disappointed, I think.
I mean, I think they're taking aback a little bit.
By how small they are?
This young lady.
Well, just the whole thing.
She's just shaking her head.
They're trying to sit and drink and have a good time, and you got a pasty belly and hairy nipples.
The show doesn't start till he shows his nipples every day.
I just manscaped recently. They weren't overly hairy, but the tiny nipple thing, I can't do anything about that.
Dimes.
All right, listen, you did a long.
T's out here dropping dimes.
All right, let's get to business, damn it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Somebody get us a shot. All right, you did post-game until the wee hours in the night. We sat and watched this game. There's a lot of things to get to.
Can I tell you how miserable yesterday was?
Can you tell us later?
Boss, okay, man, I need some more damn money.
They don't want to hear our misery. They want us to talk about what we saw.
Well, I need you to appreciate what the hell I did last night.
I know
it.
And
2:45 a.m. wake-up call, and at 1:30 I'm up here doing a damn post-game show for a preseason game that got rained out midway through the third quarter.
Yeah, I was right there. I was right there next to you.
You was back there watching basketball on your damn phone.
I know it, yeah. Yeah, struggling. I did the two things, 2-2 as well. All right, damn it. But what's the big thing that jumped out to you? Your number one takeaway from yesterday's game that we got to see from start to finish. Number one takeaway.
Ooh-wee. I think this is boring for some folks, but I think the backup quarterback for the Houston Texans is a much bigger deal than we want to. I think there's some Mills fatigue in Texans Nation, if you will. And I think it's a huge topic. We just cannot be in a position where, knock on wood, if anything happens to C.J. Stroud, we just bypass our number two quarterback and go to Case Keenum, who he's a mentor at this point in time. And no disrespect, Case. I wish I could have played as long as you.
Don't tell Tim Boyle then.
Well, I mean, look.
I don't know why Tim Boyle ain't getting no run here.
Well, I mean, I don't know either. But here's the deal. Davis played really, really well last night. We can pick it apart with how vanilla the defense was and how vanilla the offense was and all that. But the backup quarterback is going to be huge at some point in time for the Texans this year. And Davis Mills went in there and played a really, really solid quarterback with the top four receivers out, the top two running backs out, three of your starting five offensive linemen out, your starting top two tight ends didn't play, your fullback didn't play. So I think that it's hard to not go that route. I know it's boring. I know there's some Mills fatigue, but that could end up being huge. That's something they have to get figured out, damn it, in Houston, is that backup quarterback. We can't be reliant on Case Keenum week 15 with the damn season on the line. And I like Case. Case has done a lot of great things for this team, but I don't think it's a secret that the value of Case being on his team and then paying him what they're paying him is to be that mentor for C.J. Stroud, be that sounding board for C.J. Stroud. So I would say Mills is the biggest takeaway. I mean, that stat line he put up last night was impressive.
13,
was it 10 of 13?
Was it 10 of 13?
10 of 13 for a touchdown, 102 yards.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you.
You don't care.
I don't know if it's I don't care. It's, for me, like, when Davis Mills struggles is when people aren't just playing vanilla
sure,
defense.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, I am not surprised that the Bears weren't sending blitzes. The Bears weren't doing anything, just playing base defense, and he was throwing the ball right on time to the
– Yep.
Like, I'm not, there wasn't a really very much down the field, which is something he refuses to do, it seems like. I mean, he did what he was supposed to do, but for me, we've seen when Davis Mills has his problems, and that is when defenses are trying to confuse him. That is when certain blitzes are coming or whatever.
Sure.
Like, when they are really trying to stop him. I've seen Davis Mills do this for 3 years.
Agree wholeheartedly. Said it last night on a postgame show.
Now, listen, for him, it's better that he didn't come out here and stink it up. Now he had a couple of throws that were off, but overall you would say good performance. But for me, it's like, all right, what's going to happen?
Well, what's
going to happen when the Bears
one?
Try to, you know, to blitz him or something?
Look,
like
I
that,
think
you know?
We can all agree on you Davis Mills at this point in time. But what's your biggest takeaway from last night?
Oh, I think for me, there's a couple, and Xavier Hutchinson was obviously a big one, and we'll get into that a bit deeper. But also, I think outside of the Davis Mills thing, and because I do think the number two quarterback is a big deal.